Hello, everybody, and welcome into another Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. The Tiny Biscuits version will run you 5 to 7 minutes-ish each edition, and try to keep it short, keep it to one topic, and make it easily digestible for you, hence the Tiny Biscuits moniker. Follow me on Twitter, if you would, please, at Callahan On Air, and there you'll find the link to join our Talking Puck Discord. We did not have a show this past week, by the way, for Talking Puck TV, because apparently there was a big football game, but Mike and I will be back this coming Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Also, I know the podcast was not around this week, and I do apologize for that, but we are back this week. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Today was the first time in a long time I had trouble deciding on a topic. There were a lot of things I thought about talking about, and I still may cover this week. The offside call that just absolutely confounded the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Carolina Hurricanes, and everybody else. That's a topic I think we'll probably get into at some point. And just other things going on, injuries, unfortunate breaks, literally in some cases, a la Wayne Simmonds in Toronto. Just so many things that, you know, I wanted to talk about. But I keep seeing the growing list of players on COVID protocol. And this is concerning to me because right now we have several teams not playing games because of, and rightly so, they should not play while they have so many guys COVID positive. And Rasmus Dahlin is the newest guy to be added to the Sabres list, which continues to grow. Every day I check that list, and it amazes me to see teams that have anywhere between 5 to 10 guys on the list. And here's the problem. So you knew there was going to be some COVID-19 concerns because they were traveling. And we talked about this before. They're not in a bubble. The reason the NBA and NHL got through scot-free in their playoffs is because they bubbled up. And so that prevented anything from happening. But now players are getting COVID-19 and coaching staff and other staff members. And that's a big concern. NHL head coaches are not the youngest guys out there. They're not spring chickens. And so you have coaches in their 50s, in their 60s, in a higher risk pool, not to mention training staff as well. Not everybody's a young buck. So the players have remained fairly healthy, although Marco Rossi has had to go back home. He left. He went to Europe. I don't know. This flew so under the radar, and so few people talked about it. I did talk about it, but it's mind-blowing to me because I feel like we're trying so hard, and this is the royal we, hockey. We're trying so hard to jam this season in, yet player health is being affected. And we honestly do not know the long-term effects of COVID-19 on the body. We're hearing some things here and there. It's hard to say what's going to be true, and whatever is true won't be true for everybody. We've already found that out because some people never show symptoms and have it. Some people get mild symptoms and have it. Some people get major symptoms and have it, and some people die from it, regardless of age or prior history. And I know those cases are rare, and please don't come at me with that because one death is too many for me. So that's where the conversation ends. But my concern, again, is that, you know, did the NHL know the Devils were positive before playing the Sabres? Did they allow Devils players to go out there anyway and play? And that's something else that kind of went away quickly. There was a report on it, and all of a sudden it just, nope, nobody's talking about it. Why not? Why are we not discussing this? This is no joke. Player health and safety, if you've listened to me, goodness knows whether you've listened to me on the podcast or you've seen my Twitter posts over the last 10 years or however long it's been. If you've watched the show with Mike and I on Sunday nights on Twitch and YouTube, you know darn well I'm a player safety advocate. And I think that we sometimes need to save the game from itself, the players from themselves, the, you know, teams. And I get it. There's this idea that we're just going to push through this. We're going to make it happen. We have to play these games. The sport needs to keep going. People need this sport. I just don't think the NHL is doing it the right way. And I certainly think that when you get teams that need to be shut down and to delay games, the league, look, they only left a week gap. 1 week between the end of the regular season and the playoffs. We are not getting all these games back. I hate to tell you that. I know they're rescheduling as they go along, and they're going to juggle as best as they can. But at the end of the year, I told you this when it started. you're going to have to figure out a winner by win percentage. Not everyone's going to finish with the same amount of games. That's how they're going to have to figure it out this year. And once they get to the playoffs, boy, I hope they have a plan for the bubble, because they're going to need that too. And I don't even know if the borders are going to be open by then. Wouldn't it be unusual to have a year? Let's just, I mean, this is a random projection, but it's not outside the realm of possibility that you could have division champions, three of whom in the United States, one of whom in Canada, and the Canadian team can't play its series. Or if they do cross the border, because I know that Canada has allowed teams to be essential travel, you know, the Canadian team has to come to the U.S. and play all the games down here. You're certainly not going to be going back and forth at that point. So you know that in the Final Four, there will be a Canadian team. I don't know that travel will be as open as we first speculated by the time we get there. So the NHL really needs to mind its P's and Q's much better here. And this is something they need to take even more seriously. And I'm not saying they didn't take it seriously to begin with, but they really need to question where their hearts are and where their intentions are as far as trying to get this season in, and where their intentions are and where their hearts are when it comes to player health and safety. Because seeing the growing number of names on these teams' lists does not bode well for me. That is not an encouraging sign. Get it together. That's what I'm saying. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this Tiny Biscuits. You can always comment. If you hear the podcast, you want to talk about it, reach out to me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. Certainly, you can react in the Discord as well. And I'm trying to personally do a better job of being there, but I know we have a nice growing community over there. Plus, we always have the show on Sunday nights, Talking Puck TV, on both Twitch and YouTube. And we definitely look forward to hearing from you there, because we take questions and comments from the chat as well. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me. We'll look forward to talking to you next time. This has been Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast.